Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Tim May, he is a super friend of the show, and of course you can always hear him on the Tim May Show with the great Clay Hall. He is Tim May on the Fan Hotline. Hi, Tim. How are you,
sir?
I'm kind of hassled at this exact moment. I'm down in North Carolina. I was visiting with my daughter who moved to North Carolina, Sneed's Ferry, east of Wilmington, earlier this year, and I'm going to pick up my baby brother, Tony, who is going to be 68 in December, pick him up at the Charlotte Airport on our way to Columbia, South Carolina. We're going to watch the Alabama Crimson Tide take on the South Carolina Gamecocks.
You are very the nice. Second Tomorrow. Person today, our second guest that's going to the game. I don't know if you remember Brian Anderson, who was a former pitcher for the Indians.
Yeah.
And he's the color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays. He will also be in the game. Why don't you pick up Mike Gleason while you're in Charlotte, our old friend.
Sure.
From 10TV, and why don't you head down to the game with him, too? We could have a little old reunion here. It'll be fun.
I could pick up Paul Feinbaum, too. You know, he lives in Charlotte, I think.
Oh, there you go.
Even though he's gonna run for senator or whatever it is from Alabama.
Is that what he's doing?
Hearing you guys talk about this, I want to hop in a car.
I think we're going to go, too.
We should hop in a car.
I think it's called dual citizenship, the way I look at it. But the bottom line is, yeah, it's the place to be. I wish I'd waited this week to buy my tickets instead of 2.5-3 months ago. But it is what it is, right?
So do you figure on your weekend off for a guy that enjoys college football and, you know, covers it for a lifetime, you're going to go watch more college football?
Well, my baby brother, Tony, who I like to say is going to be 68. I like to add that in there.
Yes.
My dad took me and my older brother, Ben, to Alabama home games from 61 to 64. You know, that's why we grew up in Alabama and then moved to Texas when I was 11 years old, 1965. But I've only been to one Alabama game with my baby brother.
I
have three brothers. I was second oldest. The other two didn't get to go with us to the other games because they weren't old enough, even though they did get older during that span. You know? but the bottom line is, the only game Tony and I have watched together is with the whole family. Was the Astro Blue Bonnet Bowl against Oklahoma back in 1970 really, really the game that changed Alabama football history? Because that's when Bear Bryant decided, "Hey, we got to go to the Wishbone," because they had just played Oklahoma, which had Greg Pruitt, former Brown.
That's correct.
Former Brown, great actually, and they were running the Wishbone offense. They had just switched to it, I think, earlier in the year, and Barry Switzer was the offensive coordinator. Who convinced Chuck Fairbanks to go to the Wishbone? But my point is, it changed Alabama history because Bear, you know, in the offseason, picked up the Wishbone, practiced it secretly, and, you know, they had been bushwhacked by Southern California in that major, 42-21 the year before. And all of a sudden, they unveiled it against Southern Cal in the Coliseum there in the season opener and upset them. You remember Johnny Musso, some of the great names, you know, of the past in college football. He was a running back for. My point was that was a turning point game. I don't know what this game is going to be because South Carolina was projected to be a lot better than it is right now, and that's why I said I wish I'd waited until this week to buy my tickets off the black market.
All right, let's talk about
AKA resale site.
Yes, that's exactly. We need a scouting report from you on Simpson and on Lenora Sellers when we talk next week.
Seriously, I think the fees and everything they charge you are more than the actual ticket now, you know, for this game.
It's true. Hey, let me go back. I know he just asked you for a preview for next week, but can we go back to Ohio State, Wisconsin for just a week ago because we only get to talk to you once a week? The game was so out of hand that they quit doing stats at the end of the third quarter when it was 27-0. Did you catch that?
Absolutely, I caught it. The old saying goes, stat broadcast just said end of
End of game. Yes.
Yeah, I caught that big time. And number one, so did everybody else. You know, why add hurt to misery, I guess, was the motto.
It's like watching one of those kids' games where they would either go to running time or just say, you know what, we're only going to put 14-0 on the board and we'll just call it.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
My
last
uncle
week.
Is quite grumpy you didn't take Luke Fickell home with you.
Yeah.
Just want to point that out,
what,
too.
Luke is a better coach than what they're showing. And, you know, sometimes as I remember this, John Cooper, I'm walking in his office the day that Texas hired John Makovic from Illinois, you know, the guy who always wore the tie and the coat and everything, and which is nothing wrong with that, by the way. Coach Cooper said, Tim, what do you think about this hire? Because he knew I was from East Texas. We used to talk about it all the time. And I said, my take, I think John Makovic is going to be a nice piece of furniture in the wrong living room. Yeah. And I was right. I mean, obviously, but this just, you know, this hadn't been a fit. And then when you lose your starting quarterback 3 straight years, that's pretty. That's a lot of tarot cards telling you this ain't it. This ain't the fit. And so we'll see what happens with Luke. But I mean, I think they've, By maybe not letting him go last week, they just put him on the green mile, I think.
Oh,
no, I don't mean the pun there, but we know Oregon's major color is green, and you kind of worry about everybody. But I mean, they're going into Oregon, which just bushwhacked Rutgers after getting bushwhacked themselves at Autzen Stadium the week before by Indiana. This could be a Who knows? It might be the greatest victory in Wisconsin history, but it sure looks like an ambush, a bushwhack.
The legend Tim May joining us. Of course, you can hear him on the Tim May Show with Clay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey, Hall as well on the Fan Hotline. All right, Tim, this is a little off the beaten path, but I'm interested in what you think of this. Did you see yesterday the news coming down that college kids are now going to be able to gamble on professional sports, but not able to gamble on college sports? What do you think of that?
Well, what I think about that is who says they haven't been doing it already? You know, you can get on your computer and pretty much do anything you want. So, you know, unless they're tracing everybody's computers, but sometimes, sometimes you just have to give in to the fact that it's probably already going on, and why make it quote illegal? If you investigate this this guy, then you got to investigate his teammate, then you got to investigate that guy, and then, you know what I mean, down the road. I won't name every guy you have to investigate because that would eat into my time here. But the bottom line is sometimes you just got to understand that it is going on, that it's legal now, et cetera. I'll never forget, I did a big thing on gambling. Shoot, I don't know how many years ago it was, but it was where, you know, basically you could only really sports wager in Nevada and I think New Jersey or Atlantic City,
right?
More specifically, but you could wager online. I think even wagering online might have been against the law. I'm not sure, but there was offshore sites you were checking into, and I had I took a guy and a student, and I had him go into the library at Ohio State, you know, the big old tall library there in the middle of campus.
Yeah.
And use our internet, because back then internet wasn't as wide open as it is now. And I had him put a wager on, I think, Ohio State and whoever they were playing that week. And just to show that it was going on and that it was really, if you had the wherewithal, you could do it. So my point is, it's legal almost everywhere now, right? I mean, just like this young Ohio State commitment who is suing for the right to have an NIL rights in Ohio. There are only, six other states that don't allow NIL rights for high schoolers now. And why would all those states be wrong and your six or seven be right? You know what I mean? So obviously want an injunction on that at least. But the bottom line is life moves on, you know. Either keep up with it or get out of the way.
Does that matter at Ohio State, Tim? Does that matter? Sorry.
There's a casino about 6 miles as the crow, maybe not even that, as the crow flies from Ohio State campus, you know, Hollywood Casino, where you can wager on Ohio State football in their sports book and everything else. So.
Well, if the original casino would have passed, it would have been down in the Arena District, right?
Correct.
So
that is correct. But they moved it out. They moved it into the hinterlands.
Yes.
But anyway, that's where we've done the tailgate show on 97.1 The Fan on the away games.
Hmm. All right. So, Tim, let me go back to that high school NIL thing. How does that affect Ohio State?
Well, it affects it largely. You know, imagine number one, you're a high school guy and you are popular. Mm-hmm. Then number two, imagine you're a high school guy and you've committed to Ohio State. And, you know, a lot of people think you can help their business in one form or fashion by being, in essence, a spokesman, you know, whatever you want to call that person who does commercials or ads for or public appearances for a place where that place thinks you can enhance their business. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But you can enhance their business. Of course, it does. It helps Ohio State, but it really helps the young man,
right,
or woman.
But it's not going to. I mean, high school NIL isn't going to affect Ohio State. Other than the fact, I mean, that they could, I mean, that's what I'm asking.
No, well, I don't know what you mean by.
I don't know. Does it? I mean, if you're the head coach of Ohio State, anything, and now all of a sudden you've got a kid that committed to Ohio State, he's still in high school. And he's got NIL money coming in. Does that matter? Is that good for Ohio State?
No.
Is that?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't do anything eligibility wise for, you know, one way or the other. Of course,
right.
And number two, I don't know why. I guess what I'm where I'm lost is I don't know why it would hurt Ohio State for a guy to come in. I mean, when Quinn Ewers showed up, he had kombucha, however you pronounce it, and I think another NIL deal. That's the reason he left high school. In Texas, because it wasn't, it was against the rules then.
Right.
I wasn't going to say illegal. You know, illegal is different from against the rules. And now, you know, and he showed up already with an NIL deal. So, no, I don't think, of course, he ended up going back to Texas, but that's a whole different anecdote there.
And we got to see him last week play against Browns. Tim, I have 30 seconds. I need you to tell me, is this bye week a good thing or a bad thing for Ohio State?
It is what it is. I think it comes at a good time. You've got a 5-game stretch run, and it allows you to really adjust your focus in. Yes, Penn State lost its head coach and its starting quarterback, but Penn State's a much more talented team across the board than UCLA, and we saw what that switch did for UCLA immediately. Now, the bad thing was Penn State went against Iowa in the first week and gave up a big lead. But this is a talented team they're going to be playing. Maybe the most talented team left on their regular season schedule. So I think it's good for them to refocus and get their feet on the ground. But when you're number one, man, it's always good.
There you go. All right, Tim, thank you very much. Enjoy the game this weekend. We'll see. We'll look for you in the crowd, Alabama and South Carolina. Thanks, man.
Give the man, Tim. Talk soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.